Yeah, as I say, look, from the day we started to the season, you know, we kind of, we set out our stalls, really, to be fair, and the main thing, if you call it, was to get promoted this year, and it still is the key for us this year. But again, we looked at the Intermediate Cup, with the players we brought in this year, with the players you had from last year, we felt, you know, that we'd be thereabouts. Obviously enough, we were under the radar an awful lot from the start, but I think a lot of teams have taken notice now to who we are. And as you say, where we come from, to be fair, you know, but Wingman has been a big tradition, big name through the years, and it seems to be coming about again.
Yeah, it's a huge occasion and a huge opportunity for the club, obviously. The prospect of playing at the Aviva Stadium in a final. Do you kind of have to keep a lid on that with the lads this week in particular?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to look when you pick up any paper nowadays and you see a lot of speculation going around of where you can play at any final, no matter what sport you're in. But again, for the sport we're in, the soccer side of things, and to get an opportunity to play in the Aviva, it's the pinnacle, really, isn't it? But again, to be fair to the lads, you know, we all know we're coming from an amateur league, but again, with the lads themselves, they're coming from a very, very professional manner. They've not took advantage of any readings into this in any way forward from where we started from. When you go back, again, I'll just bring us back a touch there from when we go back to the Arklow game from Dublin, they came down, or sorry, Wicklow, Wexford area, they came down. We beat them. Again, the lads' heads were clear, as to say, not to get ahead of ourselves. But again, we've taken it one game at a time. I think we went to Bandon after that, like Premier team, good team, got a result there. Then we went to Fargrove. I think they were probably one of the favourites to go to the final all the way, you know. So we've kept our lads' heads on the ground, our feet in the ground, you know, to be fair, because the Aviva is a big thing to play in, no matter what, as you say. But again, with the way the lads have gone through the whole season, they haven't got ahead of themselves, and to be fair, I don't think we'll even go ahead of themselves either, because there's nothing won at this stage. Listen, they've earned the right to be in the semi-final, but that's the only way we are at the moment, you know. And with Letterkenny coming down, they're not coming down to make up the numbers. They're a good team, they're a good squad. I've seen their squad on paper individually. I know a lot of those past players from when they were playing with Finn Harps and things, and when I played with Cove, going up to meet these players. So they have a good stature of experience in the team. But again, look, we prepared well. The lads haven't got to him themselves, and as I say, we haven't let them either.
Yeah, big job to be done at Ringmahon Park on Sunday. But going into that, have you any injury concerns, or have you a full complement to choose from?
No, I think injury's okay, you know. The one injury we had, I think, has been kind of knocking at us all year, was Michael Crowe at the start of the year. He took a bad injury there to his knee. You know, he got right around a couple of weeks back. He came back, but unfortunately, I think it was the Fargrove warm-up, one of those games. I think it was that game that he pulled up in the warm-up, so unfortunately, he's going to be a miss, you know. But other than that, I think we're at full strength.
Great stuff. As you said, it's a great occasion for the club and a great prospect that lies ahead if you can get the victory on Sunday. But even at this level, representing Cork and indeed the Munster Senior League, it brings great pride on the club, and it goes beyond the players, but club members and everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I've only been speaking to a few past former team members there, but still to this day, they're still with the club. And I know I've spoke to our chairman, Conor Brett. And again, they've kept us up to date and say the things that I think it was nearly the 60s or 70s when Ringmahon were last in the semi-final of this competition, which is a long time back. But again, you know, we got to give credit to, you know, not just to the players for getting us to where we are now, and rightly so, they deserve that credit. But to the background side of things, where people wouldn't see is the work going on behind the scenes. You know, when you look at the club in general at the moment now, I mean, you have a kid out gym upstairs, fantastic facilities. I think you probably have the best dressing rooms in the Munster region, even if not in the League of Ireland. You know, if you have a look around, I've been around the dressing rooms, and I find it hard to see anybody compare what we even offer below. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, a lot of credit does go into the chairman, Connor, you Paul Higgins, you Sean Fitzgerald. You know, like a lot of people put a good time and effort into this, you know, so these people have to be recognised for this too, you know.
Yeah, and you can see the well wishes coming even online, you see, from the other clubs, and there's a lot of signs up around Mahon as well. It's great to see, Kieran.
Yeah, look, I mean, to be fair, it's a community-based area, Mahon Blackrock. I mean, you have our neighbours, if you call them up the road, Avondale, you know, I mean, to be fair to them, they've put up a sign or two, and they've wished us very well. But not just from Avondale alone, I mean, you've had the local GA clubs as well, you know, sending on their best wishes. Also, I mean, you have, I've seen a clip there of Castleview from the north side teams. And not, again, that's only just a few to mention, and to be fair, around Cork, you know. And not just Cork, actually. A lot of guys that I know through Dublin, through the country, that have clubs and teams, you know, and they have sent great wishes too, you know. So look, it's going to be fantastic, and, you know, rightly so that the lads do get this, they do get this acknowledgement, because they've put in some great time and effort for us.
Great stuff. Well, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff at Ringmahon Park. That's the FAI Intermediate Cup semi-final between Ringmahon Rangers and Letterkenny Rovers. The very best luck to you, Kieran, and enjoy it.
Thanks so much.